Hello, welcome to On the Line with Bay. I am Shay Bay.
Baby, right here.
And a quick recap, our last episode was titled Your Bestie is Trying to Be Bay, okay? And it was all about the best friend dirty macking on the girlfriend, and it was a hot mess. Tune into that episode if you haven't tuned in already. And listen to that one after you listen to this one. So, Bailey, what's popping?
Nothing. What's new with you, Shaver?
You know, the bills and you know, that's not new, but you know, that's what's going on. They're going to be releasing like a new stimulus package or something like that. So that's new.
Okay.
Like $1,400. That's lit.
Ain't see it yet. I'm waiting to see it. I ain't see it yet.
Look, I haven't gotten my last two stimulus, so I'm hoping for the best.
Listen, I had the last one, but that thing was gone. I put that thing in stock market, that thing vanished.
No.
Stock market dropped. I was like, no, sir.
There was all your money. Listen,
Look.
scare money don't make money, so that's okay.
There you go. Look, if you ain't sell it, you ain't lose money. I ain't sell it, so I'm holding off a dead life right now.
So you straight. That's good. So let's hop straight into these topics because it's been wild out here, okay? In the streets. It's been crazy, okay? So I saw this scenario on Facebook, you know. I'm in one of those groups and they have these weird scenarios. So I'm gonna read the scenario and I just need some clarification because I was just like, "What?" Okay. So the scenario is a female asks a guy out for drinks. His response to her was, as friends. Her response back was, I'll pay for my own drinks if that's the real question. Him, yeah, that was the question. So, with this scenario, what is happening? Is he not feeling her? Is he being cheap? Like, what's going on?
No, I mean there's different layers to this, you know what I mean? And a lot of it has to do with experience and expectations, you know what I mean? Because maybe in the past a girl would, offer, hey, let's go out for drinks, and they go and she racks it up and he's left with a hefty bill. And it's like, okay, and then she's like, all right, later. And you're like, well, what just happened? What the heck just happened? I can't even, you know what I mean? So he just wants to know, okay, what are the intentions? Is this gonna be a date? Is this gonna be just us hanging out? You know what I mean? Like, where are we going with this? 'Cause some guys in their mind, okay, if I'm paying, we're dating. You know what I mean? And if we're dating, then that means there's a possibility that I'm gonna be able to hit it. You know what I'm saying?
So everything just goes back to sex.
Not always. I'm just going by, some guys' thought processes are. You know what I mean? There's a little thing in your mind thinking, but I mean, if it was like me, I wouldn't even ask. You know what I mean? Because more than likely, because some of, back in the day, back in the old days, way before Shebe, way
Oh.
before Shebe.
This how I know you
You know what I
lying.
mean?
What?
Nah. I wouldn't ask that. I'll just go ahead and, I will pay. But the my friends, we always took turns anyway. They'd be like, oh,
Did
okay, I got the next one.
you? Because I feel like you just always covered.
No. I mean, I would try because I'm a gentleman,
Oh, for your
but
friends? You're a gentleman to your friends?
I'm a gentleman all around. It
Oh
don't
my
matter. It could be
gosh, see.
friends, auntie, grandmother, next door neighbor. Listen, I respect ladies. I respect all ladies all around. You
So,
know what I
okay,
mean?
so but the way that he acts is it's confusing. It's like he doesn't really wanna hang with her. That's what I got from. I just got that
I
he's not that
understand.
interested in even vibing with her. If he's up there, oh, is it just his
No.
friends? Okay, Is it okay? It's just his friend. What?
I wouldn't say he's not interested in vibing with her, because if he wasn't interested, then he wouldn't have gone. He wouldn't have been asking for clarification as to would it be his friends or something else. Because she's like, I'm gonna pay for my own drink, and he's like, yeah, that's what I was asking. So he still wants to go, but it's just a matter of fact of, okay, what are we just going at? Because I don't want to waste my time. Are you feeling me? You know what I mean? Or, you know, or what it's gonna be? You know what I mean? Because if you already tell me off rip that you're not feeling me, then yeah, I'm not paying for it, because if I do, I may feel like I wanna do something.
But are you going? I mean? Are you even going though?
If we're just friends and I want more.
Yeah, I guess.
For me, even regardless of friends or not, I enjoy just the vibe. But for some guys, he may be like, man, I'm not even going to waste my time. I got another prospect I got. You know what I mean? So I'm focus on that. I'm not going to waste my time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I but guess.
Maybe some women who you vibe with, you know, they give you these flirty vibes, but they're not about it. And I'm not going to waste my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. For me, if he's asking, if, because she's like, I'll pay for my own drink, if that's the real question. First of all, this whole interaction just seems like it reeks of desperation on her part, you know, for her to ask him out for drinks. And it's nothing wrong with being like, yo, let's go and hang out, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, my rule is if I invite somebody to do something with me, I'm paying for it. You know what I mean? So that's, to me, that's
kind of, I like that rule.
That's the rule. Like,
say it louder for the people in the back.
No, if I'm like, babe, let's go and get breakfast, you know, or, you know, what you want to drink, or, you know, me, I volunteer, babe. Okay, first round of drinks on me, you know, so that's not an issue. It obviously looks like they're unequally yoked, because she, baby girl, can pay for her own drinks. You know,
there you go.
But she's desperate because she's asking a dude that don't even really want to spend time with her about going out to get drinks.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say desperation. I mean, I feel like there should be more ladies out there.
No, he's sleeping.
You know, inviting guys out for drinks.
He's
you
sleeping
shouldn't be
on
deterred
her.
By
that
this guy's
be,
action. I agree.
My thing is, that could be a good woman, but he, first of all, him being cheap. Oh, is it just his friend? Sir, you being real cheap, like. I don't like that.
I understand, but that shouldn't deter her from you know, offering other guys or inviting other guys out for drinks, I believe. You know what I mean? Well, let that one person ruin that. You know what I mean? If that's you,
I feel
and,
like she
needs
better friends. She needs better friends. But I guess,
oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, she just, you know, obviously wants that type of company, which I, you know, I get. Okay. All right, let's move on to our next topic. All right. So I saw this and I thought it was interesting. So I want your take as a Black man. Okay. So it says most Black men show off their wealth because most women see no value in them unless they are surrounded by material goods. What is your take on that? Most women see no value in them because unless they are surrounded by material goods, meaning don't nobody want to be with y'all unless it's going to financially benefit them. And you know,
that's on y'all though. That's on y'all.
No, but have you experienced that? Like everybody's been broke before.
No, but I understand that. Yes, that is. True and false, depending on how the way you look at it. Like, okay, a woman, like, for a guy, you know, if you don't want to put in no work, you know, one of the ways to do that is to make it seem like he got a lot of money. Because we know that's what y'all like. You know what I mean? Like, women nowadays, they may not be sexist. To get a woman's attention nowadays, you got to be flashy. Especially depending on where y'all stay at, whether it be LA mm-hmm. or wherever,
mm-hmm.
you got to be flashy. You got to look like you're doing something, going somewhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like approaching someone genuinely, you know what I mean, doesn't always work. You know what I mean? Because I remember we had a discussion a couple, what was it, a couple of days ago, last week or something like that, when the Starbucks gentleman,
Yes.
gave the compliment
Yes.
to a realtor, saying how beautiful she was and this and that. And she was just like, oh, that's so sweet. But nah, I'm not dating nobody working at no Starbucks. You know what I mean? So if that's your opinion, you know what I mean, that's your mindset, then how you think the guy that work at Starbucks gonna be when he out of Starbucks? He may try to be flashy, he may try to, have this or that, whatever the case may be, because now you'll see value, in him. You know what I mean? So that's why we kind of have to do that to get that kind of attention, because we know
So
that's
you
what you
gotta
look
be so
for.
you gotta be flashy. You gotta have all this stuff to prove that you're worthy of the attention of the one. I don't know. Like, okay, so
I mean, what about for you? Tell me your take.
my take on it is I can see how that statement appears true. Most black men show off their wealth because most women see no value in them unless they are surrounded by material goods. I think partially that's true, but you have to look at the traditional way that men are viewed, and that's as providers. I feel like, within relationships, you both should be equal, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like the man is supposed to provide and protect. So that goes like, okay, if you're not providing and protecting, then what are you doing? What are you doing, or what do you bring to the table if you're not providing and protecting me as the woman? You know what I mean? Not and and my thing is, I think that every person in this world has value, right?
I
They have
agree.
value, but that doesn't mean that I would choose to date somebody at this big age if they don't have a job, because that at that point, then I don't know how much value you're going to bring to my situation. And that's just being real. I think we're all allowed to have our preferences, but I don't think
Right.
that just because a man doesn't have money, he doesn't deserve respect. He deserves respect. He deserves love. He deserves all those things. You know
I
what I
agree
mean?
with you.
But I do think that as a man, and wanting a man, as a woman wanting a man, if he doesn't have money, and I'm not saying he has to be a six-figure guy, but if he isn't passionate about his work and serious about his work and, looking to elevate and being motivated and things like that, then I don't know what I can do for him.
Why are you taking it deeper? I'm thinking you're taking it deeper. I'm thinking first encounter. I'm thinking off rip,
But
like what's like the first thing, boom, that you just kind of
no,
see, you
but
know what I'm saying?
okay, so as a first encounter, I can say for me, I don't find value in a man being super flashy. It's one of those things where if you're super flashy, then most likely you ain't got it. 'Cause it's you trying to make me think that you have something. You understand? Like the dude who, I don't know what the dude name is who owns Facebook, but that man be walking around in busted sneakers and a white t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, he don't have to prove to me that he got money. He got money. He know he got money. He goes to sleep well at night. He not doing the Kodak spread with the money all down his arms. He not doing that. He don't have to do that. But if a dude is doing that, that means that he's trying to bait a woman, right? And that woman is only going to want money. And a lot of times those dudes who be baiting women with money don't really be having money like that. And that's all the woman wants. But then they're like, well, why? She just want all my money. Because that's all you showing her. That's the only value you're showing her. You didn't say, hi, my name is Mike. Nice to meet you.
That's all
But
y'all
that's all
see.
you're showing. But
That's
that's
all
all you're
y'all
showing.
see.
That's your worth.
That's all
That's
y'all
what you're telling me
see.
your worth is.
That's all y'all see, because that's all y'all want to be worth
No.
it or worth
No.
or whatever. No, because you talked about Mark
Yes.
Zuckerberg, right? So basically, even you would accept that because you already know about him, but off rip on a first date, what do both parties do? You put your best foot forward. You know what I mean? You get that car washed, that thing be detailed. You know what I mean? You get your best clothes, your best
Babe,
threads.
did you do that
You
for
know what I
me?
mean? Because you want. You put your
Ah.
best threads on the Listen, no, but you different though, because we were vibing with, you know what I
Oh.
mean? So, but then yes, on our first official date, yes, we went all out.
We did.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, wow, you don't even remember.
We did, babe.
Wow, you don't
Okay, go
remember.
ahead. Okay.
Okay, I guess it
It
wasn't that
was
memorable.
absolutely.
But the thing about it is like, especially when you're taking someone out for the first time, you know what I mean? You're not gonna take them to in some rinky-dink little spot or whatever. You know what I mean? You're gonna be like, I want to take you somewhere where you may, unless you're requesting a specific restaurant, but somewhere nice where you can dress up or what have you. So you're gonna start off with that. Because if he starts off with not anything less, and if he comes and approaches you with, like you say, how Mark Zuckerberg may dress, a regular tee or something like that, you're gonna be like, what's up with this guy?
No, not
You know what I mean? What's up? What's up with
not
him?
as a first
You just
encounter. No, because
come
the
on,
thing
come
is,
on.
you got some people that's into flashy, flashy, flashy. You do. You have some men that are into flashy, and they attract women who like flashy. You know?
Okay, because it's less work.
How so?
Because if you what do you say? You attract more flies with
That
honey
is
than
true.
vinegar? You know what I mean? So if I'm already boom, I got a nice whip. That's why some guys sometimes they be having a BMW and they be having a
True.
roommate. You know what I mean? Because I already know, boom, this BMW is gonna attract you. Boom, I already got you. I got
That's
you at the
true.
door. You know what I'm saying? So now
But
that's
do you
less
feel
work.
like, but do you
I don't
feel
have to
like,
say,
but
I don't have to
babe,
say nothing.
as a man, do you feel like if you are not flashy, then people don't really see your value? Or if you don't have money, that people
For
don't see, like, do
me,
you feel that way?
and that's a good question, but the thing about it is, it depends on the type of guy. Because a guy may not care.
But that's
He
what
may
I'm
not care
saying.
whether you see
But I'm just,
value or
but
not.
that's why I'm
You know what I mean?
asking you.
He's just trying to get in the draws. I just need you to see whatever you want to see so I can get in the
Baby.
draws. You know what I mean? And that's basically it. I just need you what you need. It doesn't matter whether you see value or not. I'm just trying to see what that value of the kitty
Wow.
is. You know what I mean? But that's for the other guys. But for the grown men, you know what I mean? If you were to ask me that same question, then some guys may still kind of feel like he may have to use that a little bit to kind of reel you in order to see something. Unless you've known that person prior to or what have you. But I do feel like it's kind of difficult to get a woman's attention
Without using cash.
I'm not saying without using cash, but I feel like okay, I feel like for me, when I was single, you know what I mean? I did feel like if I wanted just I feel like I just needed a foot in the door. That's what I always feel like I just need a foot in the door and I can do the rest. But in order for me to
You
do
gotta be
that, I
flashy
feel like
initially.
I had to no, but I feel like I had to get your
And
attention
how do you do
somehow.
that?
You know what I mean? So sometimes I'd be like, I'd really like to take you out to dinner, whatever, whatever. And then once I kind of gathered what you may like to eat, because some people are vegan, some people like seafood, some people eat red meat, whatever. So if you like, red meat, then I'd be like, I'll tell them about, I'll Google a real nice spot, and I'd be like, there's a real nice spot, that has that excellent steak or whatever, would you be interested in going? I'm like, oh, I love that spot. I always wanted to go and this and that. So that gets my
That's
foot
true.
in the door. You know what I
But
mean?
how do you maintain
Initially,
that then?
No, but no. But after that, I always felt like my top game did the
Oh,
rest.
you just move
You
like
know what I
that.
mean? I just needed my foot in the door. The next date could have been happy hour. It wouldn't even matter because now you see the vibe. You see what I bring to the table now.
But
You
the
know what I'm
issue with
saying?
that is
It
when you start
don't
off like
matter.
that, you got to finish like that. Yes, you
Nah, not
can't start out
necessarily.
going to Morton
Not
Steakhouse and then the next restaurant is like, we're going to Red Lobster. Come on, let's go to Red Lobster. You know what I mean?
we can because that's the thing, because now I just need you to see what I'm working with. That's it. You know what I mean? I just need 10 minutes of your time. I need you to see what I'm working with, and the rest, you'll be like, dang, that was a great conversation. I really want to continue that. You know what I mean? So it don't matter where we go. You'll be interested in going. But I'm not saying that, like you said, I could, after a steakhouse, I could take you to meet with these. I know that you can be like, what? Nah. But I feel like you're at least more open to, a second date at, a less elaborate spot, I believe. You know what I mean? If the vibe is on point, conversation, good chemistry, if we connect, I don't think you're just gonna just give it up and just be like, whoa, it's not that 5-star restaurant you took me, I'm not going. Nah, you know what I mean? It could be another, nice little spot, but it may not have to be that 5-star spot. You know what I mean? And if it's hitting your pockets,
Stop showing off.
then why don't you bring the five? Then you bring the 5-star to her. You know what I mean? All right, let's stay in. Let's stay in the night. You go to Pinterest or YouTube. You know what I mean? Whip something up. Be creative. You know what I mean? So you can do it that way. But those are the grown men, that unfortunately is what they would have to do, or myself, to just get you to just be like, hey, okay, yeah, sure. I'd love to go there. Because other than that, you may not even be interested. I may not even be able to get your attention. You know what I mean? So that's on y'all.
Okay. We might have to agree to disagree. Agree to disagree, you
Okay.
know? I think honesty is always going to be the best policy, just, in my opinion. So, speaking of honesty,
Good guys finish last, but
okay.
okay.
If you say so. Speaking of honesty, okay, we got a advice question. Yeah, you ready for
Advice
this?
question.
All right.
I'm
So the
ready.
young lady says, I've been married for 2 years and he is with the 13th woman he has cheated on me with in these 2 years. This really hurts.
Two
Why did
years,
he waste my
13.
time in vows? What is this about?
This man
Ugh,
is cheating every
Jesus.
other month.
It's
Okay.
2 years and th 13 different partners outside of his wife.
Cheating like every other month and like 1 month. Listen, so number one is too many. You know what I'm saying? And she's saying, why did he waste my time and vows? Now, I feel like I have so many questions. You know what I mean? Like, are y'all still together? Did y'all try therapy? You know what I mean? As far as, do I have children? You know what I mean? What made you stay after? I mean, it's double digits now. This man is not even stopping, not slowing down. You know what I mean? What made you stay? Because, like I said, after number one, I'm not gonna judge you if you take him back. Number two, number three, you should already just be like, you know what? This ain't working. You don't want to do therapy. I'm out. You know what I mean? The issue is, like I said, it's at the point that he know you ain't going nowhere. If you still with him now, if you still with him now, and you're on number 13,
Period.
you know you're not going nowhere. He's not gonna stop. What's the point? What's the point of stopping now? You know what I mean? I'm gonna say the same thing. I already rehearsed my lines. You know, I got, you know, the whatever. I got the roses. I got the chocolate. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say I'm sorry. I'm gonna crackle up my voice a little bit. It works every time. He's gonna keep doing it. He's gonna do his dirt, and he's gonna come to you with gifts, and you're gonna take them back.
I agree with some of what you were just saying. I do feel like after the first person that he cheated with, that probably should have been the last person as far as like you giving him another chance. You know, like if you give him another
Right.
chance after one mess up, you know, I can see that, 'cause it's like, you know what? Let's work through this. Let's work it out. But then you reach all the way to the 13th woman and you're confused as to why he playing you like that. You know, because
Right.
he has lost all respect for you because you don't respect yourself. You know, so a
You don't.
person treats you how you allow them to treat you. So if you have
That's
somebody
right.
that's just completely out of control like this, it's 2 years, you're still in the honeymoon phase of your marriage, and you frolicking with 13
Yeah.
women, frolicking with
Frolicking with
13 women.
13 women.
Like, first of all, I know you, he can't be working, because how do you have that much time on your hands? Second of all,
You'd be
he's like
surprised.
he can't be treating her with attention, because he literally has too many women that he's like running around with. His wife is not going to be his main priority, you know? So I know she's not getting no attention,
Nope.
right? And then, huh?
Right. She accepts it. She accepts
And
it.
that's
So
the biggest thing.
obviously,
She
yeah.
accepts it. That's the biggest thing. So that's why he keeps doing it. And she's
What is she getting
getting
out of it?
the fact that she can say she got a man or that she's married,
Well,
because
then,
look,
yeah.
people want less than that.
All right.
You know? People want less than
People
that.
want less than
So
that.
just the fact that she can say, well, I'm my husband, I'm married, you know, meanwhile she miserable as all get out in her marriage, but at least, hey, she can say she got one, you know? Which that's not good enough. That's not good enough,
That's
you
not
know?
good.
Like, people really be miserable out here. But yeah, I think she should have left him after the first person, especially if she didn't see any change behavior, and now on the 13th person, it's just your marriage is a joke. Simple as that. The end. You know, marriage is a joke.
Right.
Right, so let's get into our sponsor, babe.
All right, all right. We're sponsored by SweetSugarBaby.com, body care line formulated to encourage self-care. They got sugar scrubs, body butters, lip scrubs. They got body oils. Like, go check them out. That's sugar without the R. Use our promo code BAE, and you will receive a discount. I mean, listen, my beard has been
Hey.
as soft as this.
It's
Let me tell you something. It's
legit.
legit. Like, go check them out. You know what I mean? If you want to be a sponsor, Hit us up at underlinewithbae@gmail.com, underlinewithb1 on Twitter, underlinewithbaepodcast9.
Sounds good. All right, so let's move into our music bae. Okay. So listen, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak released a new song. It's called "Leave the Door Open," and when I tell you, like, you put it on and it instantly brings you back to like 1970. Not bring you back, because we're not that old, yeah, but 70s. It takes you back to that type of time. It's like a classic vintage soulful R&B song. I don't know how to describe it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You like it?
It's nice.
What? I'll put you on. I do like it. It's nice. But it's a really beautiful record. So that's my bae, my music bae. Bae, you have one?
Mine is simple. You know what I mean? Initially, I didn't like it. You know what I mean? I was like, I could have done a little better, you know, but it kind of grew on me. It came on when I was working out at the gym, and I was throwing the weights up. You know what I mean? But it's Drake, What's Next. You know, it's growing on me. I do like it. Gave a little, you know, couple, like three songs. You know what I mean? And it's grown on me, so that's what.
Okay, I like it. All right, so Bae, what's your Bae tip of the week?
My Bae tip of the week is never be the only one to compromise a relationship. Especially if it causes you to lose yourself in the process, you know, because there's some people who, you know, it seemed like, okay, you're the only one, you know, bending over backwards to accommodate this person, but they're not, but it's not being reciprocated. You know what I mean? And to the point that you're not doing anything that you've enjoyed doing, you know, in the past, any of your hobbies, going out, extracurriculars, you know, now you're an extrovert, now you're an introvert because you're made an introvert and you're doing everything that makes that person comfortable. But they're not willing to step outside for you. You know what I mean? They're not willing to go travel for you. You know, if that's something that you enjoy doing. Going to a play for you, if that's something that you enjoy doing. Trying different restaurants with you. You know what I mean? It's to the point that you're not doing any of those things, and you lose your identity, you lose yourself, you know.
I like that. Because a lot of times in relationships, it is one-sided and one person kind of likes to be, you know, in control and doesn't necessarily compromise. So I think that Bae tip is really good. Compromise. Don't lose yourself. You know, you never want to be in a one-sided situation. So that's a great tip. So we are going to wrap up. But before we do, we need you to rate us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to us, and take a screenshot and tag us on IG or Twitter. Okay, and we'll have all of our information in the description box. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.